Shalom and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Alan Gilman with Torah Bites for the week of May the 29th, 2021, the 18th of Sivan, 5781. This week's message is entitled, Speak Forth, and I'm reading from Bidmidbar, Numbers chapter 11 and verse 29. Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, that the Lord would put His Spirit on them. This past Sunday in the Western Christian tradition, Pentecost Sunday was observed. It's June the 20th this year according to the Eastern tradition. The term Pentecost is derived from the Greek word for 50. It refers to the Jewish festival of Shavuot, meaning weeks. Shavuot takes place 7 weeks and one day, 50 days, after Passover. Pentecost Sunday commemorates the outpouring of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, upon the followers of Yeshua in Jerusalem on the first Shavuot after Yeshua's death and resurrection at Passover time. Following the crowd's reaction to the goings-on of the disciples, Peter appropriately explained this phenomenon in terms of the promise of God spoken through the prophet Joel in Joel chapter 3 verses 1 and 2. In most English Bibles, that's chapter 2 verses 28 and 29. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. Before I tie this in with this week's parsha, I need to clarify the essence of the phenomenon that occurred on this special Shavuot. Most readers would understandably focus on the speaking in other tongues, meaning languages. The nature of this and its contemporary use is a subject of much controversy, but for our purposes, I wanted to point out what the people were hearing rather than how they were hearing it. I'm not saying that the how isn't important, it's that I would like to focus on the what. Yes, the crowd was amazed to be hearing what they were hearing in their own language, but what were they hearing? According to verse 10 of Acts chapter 2, they were hearing the Yeshua followers speaking forth the mighty works of God. If we could get over the theological conundrum over tongue speaking, we can see that what they were doing was what the Bible calls prophesying. This is why Peter referenced the promise from Joel about all types of people prophesying. And that is the tie-in between Pentecost and this week's Parsha. The people's complaining had gotten to Moses to the point that he wanted to die. God's response was to have Moses gather 70 elders so that they could help Moses bear the responsibility of the people. To equip them to do this effectively, God said that he would take some of the Spirit that was on Moses and give it to these 70 elders. This indicates that Moses' ability to lead them had been imparted by God. The 70 would be similarly endowed with the power of God through his Spirit. Note how these men reacted to the impartation of God's Spirit. They prophesied. What form that took, we don't know. But it's possible that they, like the Yeshua followers on Shavuot, spoke forth the mighty works of God. One could say that this is a foretaste of Pentecost, but there's more. As it turned out, two of the 70 didn't show up for the official impartation. For some reason, they stayed with the rest of the camp. Despite their not being with the others, they prophesied anyway. This concerned Moses' assistant Joshua, who brought it to Moses' attention in order to put a stop to this. But it didn't bother Moses. In fact, his response was, "Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, that the Lord would put his Spirit on them." That's the tie-in. You may be aware that when Paul addressed the controversy of tongues with the believing community at Corinth, while the context was different from that of Moses, he expressed a similar sentiment. After Paul anchors his discussion on spiritual gifts in the centrality of love, he writes, "Pursue love and earnestly desire the spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy." That's 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1. He then affirms speaking in tongues while stressing the great importance of prophecy by stating, "Now I want you all to speak in tongues, but even more to prophesy." Chapter 14, verse 5. It's as if Moses' heart resonated with God's own, a desire that all his people would prophesy. Yeshua's heavenly reception due to his death and resurrection resulted in God infusing his Spirit in his people to enable us to be conduits of his word. Whatever else followers of Yeshua are called to do, it stems from our foundational prophetic calling. The world needs to hear us speak forth the mighty acts of God. Torahbytes is located on the web at www.torahbytes.org. Comments may be sent to info@torahbytes.org. You can follow us on Twitter at Torahbytes. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman for Torahbytes. Lehitraot.